Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Today is Thursday, and we are pleased to be joined by the National Bio and Agri Defense Facility officials. We got three different guests on the line here today, including NBAF Director Dr. Alfonso Clavio. Dr. Clavio, good morning.
Good morning.
We're also joined by Dr. Ken Burton, NBAF Coordinator for APHIS, that's the Animal Plant and Health Inspection Service. Good morning, Dr. Burton.
Good morning, Brandon.
And NBAF Communications Director Katie Pulaski is also on the line. Katie, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure to have you on and get our community updated on the latest happenings out at NBAF. We'll start first. It's been about a year now since we first got introduced to Dr. Clavio and had you on the show here. Back when we used to meet in person, it seems like a long time ago, but since you started at NBAF, wanted to see if you could share some reflections on the first year. For example, what are some things you're most proud of or challenged by, and what you're excited about moving on to year number two?
Brandon, thank you very much for the opportunity to be here and related to NBAF and just making some reflections of the past year. I'm really proud of the staff that we have at NBAF. We have probably since I started double the number of staff that we have onboarding. Currently, we have a little bit over 180 staff, and eventually we will have all the operational units full staff to a total of about 281. And we are also continuing hiring the scientific staff as we move forward and looking when we will start actually doing the full work in 2023 or so. In addition to that, we are working very actively in developing the right culture of NBAF. We call it a one NBAF. We have two agencies from USDA, the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, and the Agricultural Research Service. These two agencies are very complementary with different mission, but still we work very closely. And the idea is that we will work collectively. We will work with a single mission, which is protect the U.S. agriculture against transboundary, zoonotic, and emerging diseases that can affect our food supply, the U.S. economy, and also public and animal health. So we're working very actively in that regard. However, we have challenges, and as many of us know, the current situation is not making it any easier. We have already reported a 2.5 months delay in the constructions, and many of you already know that. But we try to engage the staff during this time. All of the staff, or most of the staff, is actually teleworking. But we develop at the same time many ways to engage our staff and maintain and continue an effective collaboration. Thank you.
All right. Well, yeah, it's been kind of a fascinating year, obviously, with the current situation not making that any easier. Dr. Burton, while we're reflecting, you're coming up on your two-year anniversary with NBAF next month, as I understand. Tell us what it's been like to see the workforce grow and what you're excited about here in your third year.
Yeah, thanks, Brandon. Yeah, it's been a really fast 2 years. And as you can imagine, there's been a tremendous amount of change that we've been able to be a part of and to see occur. And in October of 2018, there were two USDA NBAF employees, and since that point, it's grown pretty exponentially. So in January of 2019, we were up to 10 employees, and now, as Dr. Clavio mentioned, we're over 180, and our original goal was to have 80% of our operational workforce in place by August of 2020, and right now, it looks like both APHIS and ARS are going to attain that goal. So seeing the NBAF team grow with so many great workers has really been fulfilling. And along with that growth, the other thing that I think has just been tremendous, and it's really been great opportunity to sit and watch and be a part of, is to see the expertise and dedication that the NBAF workforce brings with it. You know, we put together a really diverse workforce with a lot of different expertise and backgrounds. You know, we've brought several from the unit leads and several from NBAF on this program to meet everybody and talk about their areas of expertise and their role at NBAF. And it's just a really tremendous blend of both civilian and military personnel within our workforce. And like Dr. Clavito just mentioned, every one of them's adopted the mission first attitude so well. So that's been great. Community support, community outreach and support, we've really been pleased with the opportunities to reach out to the community and programs like this where we've got an opportunity to share information about NBAF. We're just not only appreciative of the opportunities to reach out to the community, but to be able to provide that information, but also the questions that the community asks. You know, we're very fortunate that Manhattan and the Flint Hills region is supportive of NBAF and the programs and the research that will be done, but we really appreciate the questions that are asked because it gives us a chance to share more information and to hopefully you know, give people what they need to understand and appreciate the importance of the NBAF mission. One other thing I might mention, if I could, Brandon, is there's many programs within NBAF that actually support the NBAF workforce. So we've got a group called the NBAF Inclusive Council on Engagement. And what this group does is it provides programs to support special interest programs for equal employment opportunity, civil rights and diversity, our employee association, which is responsible for social and employee well-being programs, and a group for employee engagement and community outreach. So, you know, we've got those programs. We've also got internal programs that allow us to get to know each other better. We do a weekly lunch and learn between the group here in Manhattan at NBAF and then at Plum Island, at the Plum Island Animal Disease Center. And that engages the diagnostic lab and the research teams there. So we have over 100 people that participate in that, and we share programs and information. And we've now expanded to where we engage K-State College of Veterinary Medicine and arthropod-borne animal disease research unit here in Manhattan to share programs also. So it really helps us to get it to know each other. So going forward, you know, I'm really excited about the leadership and the vision that Dr. Clavijo is really instilling within our organization. It's a great blend of accomplishing the mission and addition to supporting the workforce and engaging the community. So great things going forward, Brandon. We look forward to continuing to move into the NBAF facility in the near future, as well as working to get the programs transitioned from Plum Island to NBAF. So, thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's I saw an article this week that said, you know, talked about some of those partnerships, and you're really working, it looks like, to train a bunch of new scientists there from K-State. I guess it would sort of be the next generation. Isn't that right, Dr. Clavijo?
Yes, Brian, absolutely. This has been important, and we always believe that for NBAF to meet the challenges of tomorrow and preserve the strong scientific foundation that has been built for from our colleagues at the Plum Island Animal Disease Center in New York, we must prepare the next generation of scientists will follow this scientific staff that will move from Plum Island to NBAF. In that regard, we have several initiatives, both from the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service of AFES and the Agricultural Research Service of ARS. From AFAS, AFAS has two important initiatives to train the next generation of scientists, the NBAF Scientist Training Program, or NSTP, and the NBAF Laboratorian Training Program, or NLTP. The NSTP provides full support for high-qualified master's, PhD, and DVM-PhD students that are committed to careers at NBAF, while the NLTP will help undergrads and recent grads to develop skills needed to work in high containment labs. On the other hand, the Agricultural Research Service is currently working with several universities across the country in workforce development and supporting masters and PhD students and postdoctoral students in several areas of research relevant to ARS science programs, particularly emerging and zoonotic BSL-4 pathogens. It is important to highlight that MBAF location give us an extraordinary opportunity to influence the next generation of researchers if animal disease diagnosticians. With these initiatives, we are making a true impact, and this we expect that we can ignite the scientific advance and give students an edge to participate in MBAF and join us in when we start to hire the scientific staff very shortly. Thank you, Brian.
All right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, Katie, I know you've you're probably coming up pretty soon on a work anniversary. You started here right at the end of 2019. What's your experience been like so far at MBAF, and what are you looking forward to coming up in the near future?
Yeah, Brandon, I did start at MBAF last November, so definitely getting close to that one-year anniversary. I would certainly echo a lot of what Dr. Clavillo and Dr. Burton have both said. The culture that's being developed at MBAF within our team is just tremendous. Everyone works so well together and is willing to just do whatever's needed. Being new to the federal government when I started last November, I definitely wasn't sure what to expect, but I have been astounded by how open and helpful and collaborative everyone has been within our MBAF team, but also across ARS, APHIS, and USDA. At MBAF, we're really lucky to be able to have a communications team at our facility. And the communications professionals across USDA have been so patient as we've learned how everything works and what our processes will be moving forward. So as Dr. Burton mentioned, also the support that we've seen for MBAF in the area, within the community, the university, across the state, and even in the nation has just been fantastic. Having been in the Manhattan area myself now for over 10 years, it's just really neat to be in a position to work with so many other leaders in our community to help us get the word out about MBAF.
Yeah.
Moving forward, I'm really excited to have three members hired for our communications team now. Stephanie Jax, our public affairs specialist, just started with us in July, and we've already begun expanding our relationships with the media and developing more content. And our outreach coordinator will officially start next week. So he will immediately get involved in our outreach efforts locally and nationally. There's just so much that we can communicate about MBAF, and I'm really looking forward to having a full team to help educate the public.
Absolutely. You know, the scientists have a tough job. There's no doubt about that. But conveying that their message in a way that the public can understand is quite a challenge from the communication standpoint. And, I think you're doing a pretty good job of that. So kudos to you.
Well, thanks, Brandon. It's a great position to be in, and we're certainly looking forward to having science to be able to communicate and working with all the amazing scientists across ARS and APHIS.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll do more here with NBAF on In Focus. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.